This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, because you're listening to this radio show. I'm just a suspicious dude. That'd be me, suspicious dude. Okay, so let's get started now in the third hour of our January 14th, 2019 extravaganza. I say that by saying that, by the way, tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary of the Declaration of Independence for New California, away from California. And it's going to happen. Just to let you know, we've declared independence, we've created a government, we're on our third constitutional convention, and we're rip-roaring. We are going to become the 51st state in very short order. And some of the information just came to you. By the way, get the podcast for the second hour with Chris Street, who lays out the financial problem succinctly that California has and that, well, New California will solve. The 51st state in the union, New California. It's going to happen. Okay, now, big responsibility for you, ladies and gentlemen, as listeners of Agenda 21 Radio, to disseminate the information you hear from this show liberally. Kick on, everybody's got a liberal gene, you know it. Kick on the liberal information superhighway that you can have by sharing Agenda 21 Radio with your friends and also, well, the information that you glean from me. Go ahead. Liberally express that liberal. This is how you express your liberal gene, by the way. Now, I'm going to be expressing my liberal gene with you. By the way, people are texting me. Please, please. I'm on the radio. People are so excited. It's kind of interesting. We don't want to be excited in other people's misery, but, you know, after all, there are miserable people in the world, and some of them happen to be our state leaders. And they get to be so, they're so miserable all the time that, you know, state leaders, they need help too. They need a vacation every once in a while, right? Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you were thinking and doubting me about forming New California, I'm going to give you this new story that just came out. It was sent to me last hour, said, get ready, Paul, this is it, kind of thing. All right? And lo and behold, on Fox News, just now. And if you're a Californian or if you're not a Californian and you listen to this and you don't rage afterwards, there's something really wrong with you. But I'm going to say this and give you this because this is clearly a situation where you can understand why we new Californians want to separate and are going to separate from California. It's going to happen. California lawmakers traveled to Hawaii with utility executives as wildfires raged. No joke. No joke. A group of California lawmakers took a trip to Hawaii with utility companies last year as wildfires wreaked havoc in their state. During the junket, representatives from utility companies discussed with lawmakers just how much responsibility they should bear for wildfires, even as Pacific Gas and Electric PG&E could not be on the hook for several billion dollars in damages for fires it caused over the past few years. The utility companies are pushing for a new state law that would raise electricity rates to offset costs incurred from wildfires, according to the New York Times. The annual event, hosted by the nonprofit Independent Voter Project, was held in Maui in November. PG&E executives did not attend the conference because of the wildfires, but representatives from San Diego Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison did, according to KABC-TV. Those in attendance at the Waialua conference included, here they are, Assembly members Frank Bigelow, Bill Bro, Ian Calderon, Jim Cooper, Tom Daly, Heath Flora, Jim Frazier, Reggie Jones Sawyer, Freddie Rodriguez, and Blanca Rubio. State senators include Ben Hoso, Catherine Galani, also attended nonprofit consumer watchdog reports. The lawmakers all previously voted for legislation that would help utility companies fine for wildfires and have received more than $630,000 in campaign contributions from utilities, according to Consumer Watchdog. We were shocked to learn that while many wildfire victims fled for their lives in Paradise and Malibu this November, utility executives and lobbyists for California's big utilities were wining and dining 12 influential state legislators in a different paradise, Waialua, Maui. Consumer Watchdog President Jamie Court said in an open letter to California leaders. And now I'm saying it to you. Let's open up the letter. I hate it when this happens. Coming up is a PDF file from the story. Coming up is a PDF. Here we go. Consumer Watchdog. It looks like a two-pager. This is good. This is all good, ladies and gentlemen. Good in the hood, like they'd say. The New York Times reported the details of the junket this week and the discussion about the wildfires there were inevitably had to include another ratepayer bailout for the utilities that may have helped spark the blaze. So this is to the Honorable Anthony Rendon, Speaker of the California Assembly, and also Tony Atkins, Senate Pro Tem. Bet you didn't even know that guy existed, right? They're hiding him. The article or the letter opens up. We were shocked to learn that while many wildfire victims fled for their lives in Paradise and Malibu this November, utility executives and lobbyists for California's big utilities were whining and dining the 12 influential state legislators in a different paradise, Waialua, Maui. Oh, I think I'm probably going to read to you the entire letter. While people died, they whined and dined.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And hang on a second.
New California.
That's correct. The music, there's gonna be a meeting on the 26th in Roseville, California. If you go to newcaliforniastate.com, you can get information from it. That's correct. Thank you. Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt my national audience, but, you know, you got to do what a guy's got to do, right? People calling, trying to find out how to get more information about New California State's convention on the 26th in January. I'm sure the phone's going to ring a little bit more, but by the time I get done with this article, I'm thinking everybody is going to be livid beyond all recognition, especially those in Ventura County and in Butte County, where we have the Paradise Fire. Okay, So the real dastardly deed is beyond the pale now, and it's out. We have learned that a consumer watchdog, the organization that is headed by Jamie Court, is been bringing to the attention of the, this is as of January 9th, just a couple of days ago, the Honorable Anthony Rendon, Speaker of the California Assembly, the Honorable Tony Atkins, Senate Pro Tem of California Senate, the fact that utility and other legislative junkets should be disclosed in real time. This is as the article goes. I'll read it. I'm going to read the whole letter, and I hope you understand the gravity of what is happening here. Regarding utility and other legislative junkets, Speaker Rendon and Senate Pro Tem Atkins, we were shocked to learn that while many wildfire victims fled for their lives in paradise in Malibu this November, utility executives and lobbyists for California's big utilities were wining and dining 12 influential state legislators in a different paradise, Waialua, Maui. The New York Times reported the details of the junket this week and the discussion about the wildfires there, which inevitably had to include another ratepayer bailout for the utilities that may have helped spark the blaze. Legislative junkets, too far flung in exotic destinations, have become a regular rite of passage in the Capitol. Nonetheless, the timing of these gatherings is beyond the pale. Now, I, full disclosure, twice I was offered a junket to Cuba. Twice I declined it to Cuba. Okay? Just to let you know, me, moi, Paul Preston, Agenda 21, that was, this was back years ago, but I was offered a junket. I said, no, nine yet, nada. No comprende. Edison and its executives had a captive audience with the 12 Waialua legislators around the pool at the posh Fairmont Kia Lanai as the Woolsey Fire devastated Malibu. PG&E executives had paid for their seat at the luau, but decided not to show as the campfire raged, and their equipment was fingered as a possible cause. Executives from Sempra, parent of San Diego Gas and Electric, were there too. The Waialua 12 received more than $630,000 from the utilities in campaign contributions. They are part of the key committees deciding the fate of legislation determining who pays for wildfires. Utilities whose equipment was at fault, insurance companies, ratepayers, or taxpayers. Legislators in attendance included Assembly members Tom Daley, Frank Bigelow, Bill Breaux, Jim Cooper, Heath Flora, Jim Frazier, Reggie Jones Sawyer, Freddie Rodriguez, Blanco Rubio, and the Assembly Majority Leader Ian Calderon. Oh, you know, of the Calderon Crime Syndicate. Oh, did I say that? Oh, that's me saying that. As well as Senators Huseo and Kathleen Gagliani, according to the Independent Voter Project, which organized the event. The tragic irony is the host of the so-called Independent Voter Project Foundation is headed by the author and architect of California's disastrous electricity deregulation experiment, former State Senator Steve Pierce. Pierce is the last person legislators should be taking advice from. His advocacy of free market electricity brought us Enron in the last utility bankruptcies. The ink is barely dry on the ratepayers' bailout of utilities over the 2017 wildfires, grudgingly passed on the last night of the legislative session in September. Already the utilities and their advocates are pushing for a new bailout in Sacramento over the 2018 fires. Assemblymember Chris Holden, chair of the Assembly Utilities Commission, said he would introduce such legislation. Holden was the recipient of Peace's same freebie junket to Maui in November of 2017, according to his statement of economic interest forms filed March 2018, right before co-chairing the legislative conference committee that pushed through last session's bailout. It's shameful that while wildfire victims fled for their lives and many lost them, legislative policy about the wildfires was being made over my ties in Maui with utility executives and lobbyists. Such junkets should stop. But if they do not, then the legislators, lobbyists, and lobbyist employers involved should at least be required to disclose them in real time on their websites to constituents. Currently, as you know, legislators only disclose pays for travel and accommodations from these junkets once per year on their statements of economic interest. The public is left in the dark about how and when their elected officials hobnob with special interest who have businesses before the legislature. Consumer Watchdog urges you to institute new rules for your respective houses that require sitting legislators to disclose on their public websites the educational seminars and trips and so on that they take an invitation and accepted an invitation and the lobbyist attending as well. Had this been a requirement for the Waialua trip in November, many legislators would likely have reconsidered their attendance. The public deserves full and immediate disclosure. Thank you for your consideration. Wow. Now, I don't know about you. If you're not raging at the notion of what I just read to you, people died and they're sipping Mai Tais in Maui. Figuring out a way how they can cover the cost of all this and not hurt the utilities. Which is what they did the year before. Now, let's look at this. Let's look at it from this standpoint. I thought Jerry Brown told us all that it was climate change and global warming that caused these fires. Right? And it's the new normal. Right? We pulled that article up from December of 2017 where he talked about that. He explained it all to us. It's not the utility companies that start these fires. They have nothing to do with it. Right? I mean, if it all plans out in legislation, that's exactly what they're telling us, is these guys have nothing to do with it. Now, I'm not going to blame the utility companies. You see, this is a distraction, blaming the utility companies. Sure, this doesn't look good. This looks terrible. People died. And there are a lot of people who died, and we have not found the final number of the people who died in Paradise. I will not let them be forgotten, by the way. But where does the responsibility come? Where is it? Who has the responsibility for these fires? When we come back from the break, we're going to tell you who the real criminals are in this fire extravaganza they call the new normal in California. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And anyway, people are wondering, oh, Paul, what's going on with these fires? Well, we're going to tell you right now. We're going to tell you what is really going on. I mean, let's think about this. Pelosi goes off to Hawaii during the shutdown. And now we got everybody and their mother over there. Where? In Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Everybody's over there. Right. And who's to blame for these wildfires? They're trying to spread blame. They're trying to get the state legislature to say, like they did in 2017, the power companies are not to blame. They shouldn't be held responsible. Great. Okay. Then who should be? Ah, somebody should be? Well, yes. Somebody should be. Somebody should be held responsible. Hey, listen, even if climate change started these fires, let's just use that. That's the new normal, right? Right, Jerry? Jerry Brown. Right, Jerry? It's the new normal. It's the new normal. So what should you, if it's the new normal, and we know these wildfires are going to be here, we know that, then what should we do? What should we do to prevent them? Only you can prevent wildfires. That's what Smokey the Bear said. It used to be Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent forest fires. Now it's wildfires. Only you. Really? Listen, I had not heard that only you can prevent wildfires in years. And guess what? Now here it is. It's January 14th. And 1 week ago, I was cruising down the highway, and I heard, only you can prevent wildfires. I thought, wow, that's Smokey the Bear. And it was. Now, many people don't know who Smokey the Bear is. Years and years and years, for years we grew up as kids with Smokey the Bear. It's Smokey the Bear. It has a history. There's a whole history. Look it up, Smokey the Bear, where he started, how it started. And it became sort of an icon for fire prevention throughout the world. Because, you know, back in the day, we had no way to control fires. A lot of people didn't understand that. Only you can prevent forests. That's what it used to say. We'll get some, you know, I'll look it up. I'll look it up right now. We'll see if we can't get that for the next segment. Because we're not, we're just off script. The script, it's done. It's done for the third hour today. Only you can prevent forest fires. So, why did we lose touch with that motto? Perhaps there's an agenda that told us not to listen to that anymore. Only you can prevent. See, they used to blame us because you didn't put out those fires. And it was so distantly related, unrelated to anything that we could even think of, that a power line could arc and cause a fire. Which, by the way, I don't think they, in the campfire, and I don't even think in the Woolsey fire, they even have a cause yet. Most of the causes, by the way, we were pounding on the table last year big time. Because we had all of a sudden like 28 different fires throughout California at one time. It was in July of last year. You know, I thought it was very, very funny. In fact, there's a picture of me, one of my iconic pictures with my sunglasses on. I'm standing on the tower in Oroville Dam. And I'm looking at the water level in the Oroville Dam because I'm a little concerned. Because, you know, we just had this little disaster with the dam, right? And I was doing a selfie. Because I was going to do a report on YouTube. I'm doing a selfie, and I look in the camera behind me, and there's a big plume of smoke coming up. Turned out to be the Wall Fire in Oroville. Wow. Well, then I started checking out, you know, hey, I got calls from my friends in Cal Fire. They said, they're starting to set fires, Paul. Now, they being Cal Fire. That's why I say, is it climate change or is it Cal Fire who starts the fires? Just a little question. And what about Jerry Brown? What did he do to facilitate this? So you might be getting your own agency setting the fires? Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Here's the deal, though, ladies and gentlemen. How come these fires all burn so readily? I mean, after all, only you can prevent the forest fires. And I say that about the government because the government, our state government, and even federal government, has a responsibility to manage all these lands out there. Now, management means that you keep up with the biomass that accumulates year in and year out underneath the shrubs and the bushes and the trees and the forest. Because if you do not, these fires rage radically. That's been a known fact for a long time. And up until around 15 years ago, California pretty much did that. They used the fire services. They used everybody to go out there and clear out that stuff. There's whole industries were developed around clearing out the forest. But Jerry Brown did away with all that. And we just let it all build up. All that biomass in the forest, in the foothills, all that biomass, just build up. In fact, right now, there are places all around the foothill areas in which the state of California has direct responsibility to, yet the brush and under has not been cleared out for years. Why should they? They can use that money on illegal foreign nationals. Right? Why should they maintain and fix the broken parts and all the things that go along with Oroville Dam? Well, because there's a drought and you don't need to fix it when there's a drought, right? Almost killed 1 million people, ladies and gentlemen. Potentially 1 million people could have been killed that night, and that's because Jerry Brown used that money for other things. And then he used wildfire prevention funds for other things. Now I ask you, who started the fires? Did anybody work to protect people against the fires? We live in a very strange world when we have our own systems of government trying to, well, destroy us, right? And I would proffer to say that in the last 8 years, we've seen that with Jerry Brown. It all started before that, of course, with the monoparty system in California, the totalitarian nature, getting rid of one party over the other, having a dictator finally come on board, then let the burning begin. It was all orchestrated by Jerry Brown because, you know, he had to have an orchestrated, well, system in California. If it's happening in California, it's obviously going to be happening around the rest of the world, isn't it? Because that fits the narrative of the Pope's encyclical, right? The one world order narrative of climate change, global warming. It all fits. After all, climate change causes fires, doesn't it? There are people that we can find responsible in charging Pacific Gas and Electric with murder. Not only is it stupid, it's wrong directed. Number one, we do not know definitively if Pacific Gas and Electric started the fire. But we do know one thing, the gross negligence and malfeasance of a governor and his people and his people around him do cause wildfires. They need to be held accountable. They need to be charged with murder.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Wow, where does the time go? Oh, California's fume after learning lawmakers partied in Maui. Wowie. Maui, wowie. Wowie, Maui. Yeah, they partied. Let's see if we got this clip going on here. This is a little glimpse of what was going on last year. This is a homes burn near Los Angeles. It says Woolsey fire explodes in size. This was a little bit, gives you a sort of a flavor for what's going on, or what was going on back then in the Woolsey fire. This is just this last 2 months ago, not very long ago, but, you know, kind of give you a flavor. This is what was happening.
Was reporting live in Westlake Village, which is about 40 miles north and west of L.A. Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff, you can see what this fire is doing, the Woolsey fire up here in the hills. Burning homes right now, about 14,000 acres so far burned, and a lot of people holding their breath wondering if their home is next. The winds every once in a while will pick up, and seemingly one area that seems safe doesn't become so safe anymore. A lot of residents out here, if you take just a look down here, they're getting out of their cars trying to see if their home is next. We saw one man out here who had to be evacuated. He had his binoculars out, just trying to get a good idea if his home was safe. He was looking through the black flames in the hills to see if his home had been... we got some flame retardant coming through here. And this is just some of the actions out here that they're doing. They've had some choppers overhead dumping water, dumping retardant. And again, I can't stress it enough, these residents out here holding their breath. We spoke with one just a short time ago, and here's what he had to say about the current situation.
I always used to say to people, how do you like living up there? And I would say, well, we're definitely not afraid of floods, right? And I really don't think fires can get to us. So much for my prognostication, huh?
Now, firefighters out here, as well as law enforcement, telling people to get out ahead of time. What makes this particular fire in this particular area so dangerous is that there's really only one way in and one way out in certain portions. So once that fire starts sweeping through, which is very unpredictable, some of these folks could get trapped. So they're stressing, get out now while you can.
There you go. Get out now while you can. Abandon your house, which is what happened. They're going to have to answer for that. Now, another bigger problem that's going on right now is this whole situation about killing cops. You may look at it from the standpoint that it was really back in the day with the Obama administration, that cop killing became fashionable. And now we've got the young ladies, 22-year-old young ladies, being murdered, right? Wonderful, isn't it?
Welcome back. President Trump demanding Democrats return from Puerto Rico and confront the crisis at the border before another migrant caravan arrives.
Joining us now is Sheriff Mark Lamb from Pinal County, Arizona, who understands firsthand the dangers of open borders. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Just to start, your thoughts on some Democrats out on a beach, so to speak, right now. We saw a picture of Bob Menendez out there on a beach, and President Trump's trying to get something done.
Be nice to be able to go do that while everything else is shut down. I think the American public is probably not going to appreciate that too much.
There's a New York Post headline that is getting a lot of attention right now, especially in light of the fact that another caravan's on the way. 32-foot smuggling tunnel discovered at the Arizona border. When you see this, in light of your experience and all the wall discussion going on, what's your initial reaction?
You know, this is something we deal with as sheriffs every day. This isn't something new for us. You know, the cartel's constantly trying to figure out ways to bring human trafficking and drugs into this country. And it's something that we deal with as sheriffs, and it's something that our counterparts and our partners over at Border Patrol deal with every day as well.
So some people would argue against the wall and say, well, the wall is not going to help that smuggling tunnel or something like that. So what do you say in response?
You know, a wall absolutely will help. A wall is a key piece to the border security. And I, you know, the president last Tuesday talked a lot about border security. And the wall is just one of those components. There's sensors. There's making sure that our staffing levels are appropriate with the Border Patrol. And even more, it'd be great to see some more federal funding coming to the local sheriffs so that we can also continue to put people at it. You know, we don't do the actual immigration. Most of us do not have the powers to arrest for immigration, but we still have the responsibility to protect our communities from human trafficking and from drugs coming into this country.
It may seem obvious, but explain how another caravan really stretches the resources of those trying to defend the border.
You know, the federal partners we have done a great job with this last caravan, now a new caravan. It puts a lot of pressure on them at the border. It takes those resources. For example, my county is about 75 miles inland, and those resources get taken and applied at the border. And so it puts a lot of stress on local law enforcement as well, because so many of the resources are on the border.
As somebody who serves your community, I want to get your take on just starting 2019, not even 2 weeks in, with already at least four police officers shot and killed. You know, there were so many last year. I believe the number was 48, which was up from 38 the previous year. The war on cops is a real thing, and it's scary.
You know, the number was actually 148 line of duty deaths last year. And if you count canines, I think it was 175. So obviously we have a real situation here on our hands. And hopefully that people will start to get the message that these are normal men and women out doing their job. They're trying to protect their communities every day. They go home to a family. And it breaks our heart every day to see these line of duty deaths.
Yeah, I think our number was just shot and killed versus line of duty death. But
it's so tough out there right now, and nobody's covering it. Sheriff Mark Lamb, thanks so much for getting.
Okay, so 148 last year, and now we're up to four this year. And, of course, very close to us right now is Natalie Corona. She was just recently killed, and we also have other officers that have been down. And again, it's the young ladies. You have Officer Chatham Payne. We come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit about these two. The war on cops. And UC Davis, they don't like the purple stripe on the flag. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
You know, a lot has been said here in the last week. First of all, last Wednesday we had a shooting, Chattery Payne, Louisiana, 22-year-old rookie cop in Louisiana. Shot dead Wednesday outside a home around 8:20 p.m. Wasn't clear whether the house was hers. Authorities cited by the Times said a child was found inside the home but did not indicate whether the child was Payne's. Law enforcement officials gave a news conference in which they provided few details on the case. Many of her classmates were with us at the hospital, obviously having a difficult time with this. Police have some information about a possible suspect, but nothing certain. Now, we flip the script now, of course, and we go over to Davis, California, and the death there, the needless death, the assassination, actually, the ambush assassination of Natalie Corona, who was gunned down last week. And terrible. Everybody's been gut busted on this one, too. 22-year-old rookie only out there for just a few weeks. Now we have a suspect that has been named in this whole situation. Corona's suspect in the killing is the name of Kevin Douglas Limbaugh, 48-year-old individual. Wrote a note, and the note basically says he was being, influenced by radio waves and the like by the Davis Police Department, mind control business. Yeah. There's a lot more questions about this. And about the other associated deaths of officers, 148 last year. We're on track with that this year, four so far within the first 10 days of the new year. Unacceptable. Needless. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. Come to the convention. You are exceptional Americans. You need to. Well, thank you.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.